of firecrackers?
Handling of firecrackers, even personally left me, I would even advise that it shouldn't even use at all, because when used and not used, what we talked about, especially what you now in case, in the case who usually handle them, and for fire to happen, you just need 3 things. You need heat, you need fuel, and you need oxygen. And with these firecrackers, when they are used, and they are especially used around places that or substances that can burn, because these firecrackers also explode and they emit some form of heat. The slightest heat produced, if it goes to any machine or to anything that can easily burn, there's a possibility of it causing an outbreak. I remember an instance whereby there was an outbreak, which even probably affected some cars, and getting to the root of it or investigating it was realized that the firecracker was around the driveway, and I think when it was the bush, because it was during the Ramadan, especially during the time of the year, Ramadan, and the bush, the dry bush caught fire, and the spread where the car, because the car were quite close to the edge of that, and set the car on fire. Even if the firecrackers advise that don't use any combustible material or anywhere that can be. My advice to the public is they should make sure they use it wisely. They should keep it out of reach of children. They shouldn't allow people to handle it. And it shouldn't be used indiscriminately. There are people who play them anyhow.
There was the fire service officer at the Shaman, Simon Atta.